Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
CFM.
6:03 for a Monday morning. As we try to get into this thing, how good are Mondays, eh?
I
aren't they great?
Mondays.
Oh, they're the best.
Mondays are like the auntie that is your favourite.
Oh, okay.
You know how you always, do you always have like a favourite auntie?
I've never compared my favourite auntie to a Monday, so I'm interested to hear how this works. So,
usually, you know, a bit rough around the edges.
True.
They feel a bit worse for wear, and sometimes you just don't want to talk to them.
But they're always a good time.
Always a good time in the end.
Come Friday, Monday's always a good time on a Friday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's because you can't remember it.
I like that analogy. Because I've met your auntie, so I can relate.
Julie.
Yeah, is that your favourite, is it?
What about
Shirl? About Shirl the Pearl?
I do love Shirl.
I'm going to have to send her this audio.
Both of them equally.
It's not the vibe I was just getting.
Shirley's more like a Sunday.
Sunday, okay,
she's
why?
She's super relaxed, a little bit drunk.
At church.
At church.
Good combo.
Yeah, so they're both good.
Okay.
Don't send her that audio.
I'm going to get her on.
No, don't.
Play the audio.
Don't.
Didn't we get her? What did we have her on for that time? Oh, because that's right.
You said.
I picked her as the hot one.
Yeah, you said You said out of Julie, which is my mum, Mama Di's twin sister, and Shirl, that you thought Shirl was the hotter one.
Can we get a photo? Because we're talking about people that people haven't seen. Do you reckon we could get a picture of your two aunties?
Okay, I'll get a picture of Shirl and a
stick
picture
up
of Julie.
On the Facebook page.
Yes.
And
let's have people vote.
Hang on, yeah, and don't. Well, they got the AFL in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, true.
if you're across that news story over the weekend, let's not say which one's which, and people then decide which one they think would be the funner of the two.
The looser.
Yeah, but don't say which one's which.
Okay. All right, we'll do that right now.
Useless poll, everyone, for a Monday. We're going to get to that.
My random aunties.
Well, one of them tried to hook up with that dude from Married at First Sight. I remember that one.
Yeah,
that didn't work out too well.
We all know which one that was. Definitely Julie.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Look, it's 2017. I get it. Some weird stuff happens. And I'm all for it. I love the weird. Bring it on. But over the weekend, I was at a cafe and it just got to a new level where I thought, yeah, I don't know. I think I judged a little bit. But I want to get your take on it.
Is it a customer or the cafe?
It's a customer.
It's a customer.
And I'm not going to
name
the cafe because that doesn't matter. Anyway, I was sitting at a cafe. I was having some lunch and this guy comes over with his cat on a leash. And you know what? That's fine. If you want to walk your cat, go for it.
What sort of cat is it? Not important.
Just look like a tabby. Didn't really look like it. Yeah. Anyway, comes over, sits down with his cat on the leash, and I thought, oh, that's great. It's going out for a stroll. Anyway, the guy orders, I don't know what he's ordering, but he's ordered some lunch and a coffee. I can't even believe it. Next minute, the cat has its own coffee. He's ordered a coffee for the cat.
A cappuccino.
He puts it on the ground for the cat. The cafe, obviously, he rocks up there often because they were all for it.
They know the drill.
Yeah, they, you know, were accommodating to the cappuccino.
Guys, the crazy cat guy's here again. You know the drill. You know what he likes.
I literally couldn't stop looking at it. I was like, is that? Yep. No, that's happening. Yeah, the cat is having the cat chino.
Is it in like a baby chino cup or is it in a regular coffee cup?
No.
So it's in a baby chino style cup, the little one.
It had foam on it.
Yeah.
It looked like a cappuccino. The cat was loving it, obviously, because cats love milk.
So here we have a guy.
Yes.
With a cat on a lead.
Yes.
Ordering a coffee for his cat. Did he eat alone, or did anyone else?
Do you think? Of course, the guy was alone.
So no one wanted to be seen with
the cat. He's ordering a coffee for his damn cat.
So no one wanted to be seen with the guy with the cat on the lead and the coffee.
I did say at one point, I'll have what she's having, and pointed at the cat.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Everyone's talking about Beyonce and the twins and how she's got the twins. Big announcement for Beyonce with the photo that she did with the floral dress, and it's always extravagant, isn't it?
Well,
everyone's talking about Beyonce.
Everything's extra.
Isn't it with those two?
Mm-hmm. Their life is extra.
I know.
That's the new word the kids are saying.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
I haven't heard that.
You know, like how the new word was lit.
Yeah.
Now the kids are saying so extra.
Who started that?
I know. Like, you know when people talk about DJ Khaled?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so extra.
Where'd you hear that?
I don't know. From the kids.
From the kids.
Just around the
just
traps.
Just hanging out with the kids, man. They're throwing extra out there like it's nothing.
That's the new thing.
You know what no one's talking about?
What?
That the Red Wiggle from the Wiggles married Dorothy the Dinosaur.
What?
We'll travel near and we'll travel far.
Good to see that in 2017 you can marry whatever you want. I mean, is that bestiality? I don't know.
Well, I mean...
Oh, we're talking about the person inside the suit, aren't
No, I'm
we?
Talking about the dinosaur.
Oh, oh really?
No, of course the person inside. Yeah, so the Red Wiggle and Dorothy the Dinosaur have been getting it on for a while.
Wiggle.
No, it's the new wed. Okay, yeah, because well, what's going on with the Wiggles? They're all getting married and hooking up.
Yeah, there's a girl in there now.
Well, yeah, well, she's the yellow Wiggle and she married the purple Wiggle. I can't
just
keep
seems
up,
to
guys.
Me, like all the Wiggles, like it's a big cesspool and they're all just hooking up with each other.
Because I tell you what, if I was around kids that often, right?
Yeah.
Kids that weren't my own, if I was around kids that often,
mm-hmm.
I think it'd put me off. It'd put me off having kids.
Forever?
Getting married, wouldn't it?
You know who's not getting married? No one in the Wiggles clan, no one wants to touch the pirate. Because apparently he's a drunk.
Is he really?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, someone will go near the pirate, won't they?
What's the pirate's name?
What is the pirate's
name? Captain Feathersword. Come on, guys.
Oh, sorry, Producer
yeah,
H.
Apparently he was hooking up with the yellow Wiggle and then they had some awkward times.
Oh,
and
these
then...
are big allegations against the Wiggles. I mean, you're really putting it out there. It's all alleged at this stage that the pirate and the yellow Wiggle. What happened to Jeff? What happened to Wake Up Jeff?
He never woke up. So they had to fire him. He kept sleeping on the job.
Yeah, big tip
HR
for you, mate.
HR got involved.
If you're going to get a job, don't be sleeping all the time,
workplace
mate.
Health really... and safety. It's unsafe for you to keep sleeping all the time.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
The dreaded battery life of the iPhone sometimes just goes so quickly.
I find if I charge it overnight, which I do.
Yeah.
Mine lasts pretty well throughout the day.
Not too bad.
So, yeah, that's my routine.
I think it depends what you're obviously doing with the phone, and it's interesting to see that you can actually go into your settings, into battery. So, yeah, you can go into your settings. I'll tell you how to do it. So if you go into settings, go scroll down to battery, you can see exactly what apps are using the most battery.
I do use this feature because at the top of the screen there is a thing that says low power mode.
See, and I never knew about this.
Yeah, I flick it over to low power, which gets me another, I don't know, hour or so, maybe an hour or two. Yeah,
because I always do the screen brightness.
Okay, well, that's one thing, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But it's interesting to see, obviously, everyone would be different. Rach, Producer Rach, you can get into yours as well if you want to. We'll see what all of us in here mostly use our phone for.
My Instagram is using up 53% of the
time. You're joking.
No.
That's a lot.
That's in the last 24 hours.
Instagram for me is 13.
Okay.
So you like the gram, do you?
Well, I was pretty bored over the weekend. I did post some stuff.
Did too.
It was just me and my phone on the weekend.
Your Insta story. Who's sitting through that?
People do. They love it.
It was very long.
Yeah, I know.
I sat through it.
Well, there you go.
I watched
it. I just provide the content, guys.
Yeah, but I just wanted to see if there was anything good I could use on the show.
Anything?
No,
not really.
What about you, Rach? What's your top?
In the last 24 hours, Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Mine is Facebook as well, 31%. What about emails, guys? Let's see who's most on track with the work. Work stuff.
1%. Way down the bottom. I'm surprised.
So you're working hard over the weekend.
I'm surprised that even registered.
You're working hard, yeah. What about you, Rach?
5%.
Well, you're going to return those emails to the show, so where are you
I'm
at?
I'm the winner over here at 9%, yo.
9?
I'm a hard worker.
What are you
apparently.
Doing on email?
I don't know.
Flick it
honest,
over.
I never reply to emails.
Flick it over to the last 7 days then and let's see what you got. Okay. Yeah, because my mail.
How do I do that?
It's right next to the last 24 hours if you want to flick it over there.
Oh.
No, you're not getting there?
No, it won't do it on mine.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. We're all just looking. It says here.
Hey, the way radio works is if we talk.
Oh, and that's
yeah,
it.
I know, gotcha. We can't all just look at the phone. One person at all times
must be
saying something at
that
all times.
That just registered as dead air then.
Yeah, so we've probably got the tech guys racing in here to see what's going on.
Most battery I've used is doing this.
What's that?
Looking at the battery life.
Does that register, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Looking at the... Yeah, back to...
Wait, what about that app that I told you to delete?
Yeah, which one is that? Here, I'll let you have a look. So you can... I'll pass you over my phone. You can just let me know which one you're talking about there. Cause...
Oh, look, you've got Sportsbet on here.
Oh, I had a win over the weekend.
Had a
gamble
win.
Responsibly, but also, first goal scorer in the Western
here's
Derby.
Here's the app I was talking about. Yeah. Ooh, 24% RedTube.
Oh, Bree! It's not an app. Oh.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
This plastic bag thing that's going on at the moment. So
the plastic bag debate.
Yeah, so Harris Farm Markets, they're the latest to join Woolies and Coles, and they're looking to phase out the plastic bags over the next 12 months.
Which is interesting to see because, I mean, this has been a big hot topic as of late because obviously there's states in Australia that have already banned the plastic bag.
Yes, yeah, so that's South Australia, Tassie and the ACT.
And Northern Territory.
And Northern Territory.
Are also, I mean, in SA, in South Australia, they haven't had plastic bags there for like 9 years.
Really?
A long time. So
I guess you just get used to it after a while, wouldn't you? I mean,
you don't have them,
you've got no other choice.
Because it was interesting to me because a guy who used to work here, Brad Wood, he said when he was living in Adelaide, I think he mentioned it and I was kind of like, what? Like, I didn't even realise that that was a thing. But yeah, apparently it's just like a normal thing there. But did you know in Australia, we're the second highest producers of rubbish in the world?
Really?
Only second to Americans.
So this is all rubbish. This isn't just plastic waste. This is just entire rubbish.
Yeah, exactly right. Which is crazy to me. Also, I didn't realise, but a plastic bag, so the one-use plastic bags that you get from like Woolies and Coles and all that, on average, you use those for about 12 minutes. But then that plastic bag takes 1,000 years.
Where are they all? I mean, if Woolies are dishing out, they say here, Woolworths say they currently give out more than 3.2 billion of these bags every year. So, I mean, those numbers, wouldn't we just be living in plastic bags?
It's landfill. So, on average, they reckon in Australia, we use from 4 to 6 billion plastic bags a year. And that means, on average, 10 million plastic bags a day are being used in this country.
Where do they all go?
Well, that's the scary thing, isn't it?
It's the tip? Do they all end up as mush in the tip?
It's all landfill.
Like, and you can't destroy them?
No. Well, you can destroy them, I guess, if you burn them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But then that also produces gas and puts it into the air. But
if
the plastic bag just sits in the environment, it takes 1,000 years.
1,000? Who's tested that to know? I mean, that's a long time to do a test. How do they know? Does anyone have a plastic bag from 1,000 years ago?
That's a good question, actually.
This is what I'm saying. It's been this long and this bag is still here.
You know what annoys me, though, is that obviously Queensland, I think, are banning the plastic bag as of July next year. So it will be banned in Queensland as well. Whereas New South Wales, WA and Victoria, it's the premiers in those states that can't make a decision on this because they don't want the backlash. They can easily say... we're banning plastic bags, but they don't want to cop the backlash. And it's the same old story with these politicians. They don't want to make these big decisions to cop the backlash and then they might not get back into power.
Re-elected, yeah.
It's the same story with marriage equality. Just make a big decision. Do the right thing. Obviously, you know, like you said, you don't use plastic bags.
Well, no, because I've got an Aldi on the way home. So I pop into Aldi and there you have to actually pay for the plastic bags. You don't get them for free like you do at Woolies or Coles.
So it entices people to bring their own.
You can buy plastic bags. They're a little bit better quality than the little ones we see, but we've gone and bought the more kind of Hesham kind of bags.
The ones that even Woolies provide their own and so do Coles.
Can I just say, they're actually easier to carry.
Mm.
So they're bigger. You can get more stuff in it and you can have, say, two in each hand carrying a whole bunch of stuff rather than 80 trying to get them inside.
You don't have to look like an idiot. Oh, one trip. I'm going to do this in one trip.
You got one hanging off your ear. You've got them all trying to get in.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
A couple of big things to tick off on the show this morning is the return of Game of Thrones today, Bree. I know you'd love it. Game of Thrones. Have you tried it at all? Have you tried to watch any of it
I've
at all?
I've watched the first episode, and then I also watched an episode with my mum and dad, and there was a lot of incest in it.
Is that what turned you off it?
And straight away, I was like, that's a bad experience.
I thought you'd be into it, because you kind of like the, you know, the zombie apocalypse kind of shows.
Not that, but
you know, with winter is coming, that's kind of the theme around.
I hate medieval dragons, you know, and...
So do I, I've got to say. So do I
here
normally.
Here we go, the same pitch that all Game of Thrones fans give to me.
I usually
hate it,
but... I don't mind it, but I'm left back on season 4, so I won't be watching today.
Because it's a big episode. What, season 7?
7 kicks off, and 11 o'clock this morning on Foxtel. Is it producer age? Because you are well up to date.
I was just looking, and it's 9 p.m. over in the US, and it's currently almost 5 o'clock there, so it's probably going to be 11.
Yeah, so 4 hours to go.
Perfect time for you, Rach. Don't you get, you usually go home at like 11, 12?
Gonna try and go home a little bit earlier today.
Are you and your mum gonna have a little viewing party?
So usually we do it at my auntie's place, but my mum and I might sneak it in a bit earlier today.
I can just picture you and your mum getting dressed up.
No!
Getting like all weird food.
Like, you know, you would do that,
that's
wouldn't
what
you?
Mary would do.
We don't get dressed up, but...
No, Mary's getting dressed up.
Oh, she might.
If you were to... your mum might. If you were to get dressed up as someone from Game of Thrones, who are you dressed? Jon Snow?
No. Well, I mean, I love Jon Snow, but
what's the one with the white hair's name?
The Mother of Dragons, Daenerys Targaryen.
No, that's not who
the
I was
the Mother of Dragons?
The hot one.
That's her, Daenerys Targaryen.
But who's the other one? Who's the other hot one?
Which one? Cersei Lannister?
This is why I don't watch that show.
You don't
show.
Watch it. I just be naming all of them and you don't know who I'm talking about.
I just love Rach talking like they're real people. Like,
I know. Oh, you don't know Barbarian of the North.
Sir Durka Lannister.
Oh, God.
You don't know that guy.
Her.
Oh, yeah, it is her.
Thank you.
I thought her name was Khaleesi.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking.
Her actual name is Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh, don't
Sorry,
give us
what's her social
no,
security number?
No, that's her
number.
Actual name. That's the character's name.
Where does Khaleesi come from then?
So when she married Khal Drogo, she became the Khaleesi of...
You're not doing yourself any favours.
I love it, Rach. Don't listen to Bree. I love the passion. Don't put her down.
No, I'm
honestly,
not putting you down.
Rach.
No.
I love it. I love the passion for TV shows. Are you not the same for...
Yeah, it's true. I'm the same for some weird stuff.
What's the show that you love? The zombie?
Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but that's me as well.
Rachel also likes that. So I can get on board with that.
Would you guys have a Walking Dead dress-up party?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
Who
cool.
would you dress up as? Michonne, I'd probably dress up as, because she's
Michonne.
Got the cool sword.
Yeah,
she's the
really
one
cool
that
sword.
Has the cool sword and she just slices them up.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I'd go Carl just for the eye patch.
And so where's The Walking Dead at? I mean, are they in the middle
They're
of another season?
They're season break at the moment.
Which is so annoying, can I say. So they release half the season,
yes.
And then you have to wait for the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when they do that. They did that in Suits.
So
and I was
annoying.
Like, oh, guys, just give me the whole season already.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, not fair.
All right, well, Game of Thrones today, I think it's on Foxtel 11, season 7, and it's going to be great. The other thing I was going to mention was, because I said two big things to talk about.
Yeah, what was the other one?
It was Federer winning Wimbledon. Nothing to do with Game of Thrones whatsoever. Just two big things, guys. Two big things.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
You just made me feel good about myself.
Just recapping
said,
our weekend.
I ate so bad on the weekend. And I had, like, you know, a big brunch and some bacon and all that kind of stuff. And you go, I ate two whole packets of chips. The share packet.
You know how they're doing the big share packets now for, like, parties?
Never buy the share packet.
Oh, no, not the share, not the mini packets.
No, I know the packet, the giant packet.
Why?
Because then you eat the whole thing.
Yeah, good. I had salt and vinegar and Doritos.
How did you eat two of those?
10 hours on the couch.
God, you achieved.
Oh, man,
weekend,
I feel good.
You achieved.
I feel good and I feel ready for this too.
Not bad.
Wimbledon's just wrapped up over the weekend. Federer won it, I think, last night. So
in the women's?
Who won the women's? Not Venus, we found out this morning.
Her name is Garbine Muguruza.
Oh, see, I'm glad I...
Is that coming up in this?
No, I didn't put that one in this.
There could have been in this.
I wouldn't have got it.
Garbine Muguruza.
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 She's from Spain. Because my mum is a tennis freak, I have to learn all of them.
Seriously, I would not sign up to be a commentator in the tennis these days. There's some crazy names.
Aren't they? We've got five here that we're going to go through, and you and I have to, whoever can get the closest will win, but we're playing for people at home. So you've got Andrew, and I've got Michelle.
Let's do this thing.
So just kick back and relax, guys, and let me win you some tickets to the movies.
We'll embarrass ourselves to win you something.
All right, here we go. So,
here we go. Right. Have you got the sheet?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's having a crack. Oh.
Do you want to... You go first.
Okay.
You take the first one. Number one.
Roberto Bautista Agut.
Ooh. I feel like you've done well there.
Did you get that, Rach?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to say Roberto Bautista Agut.
Pretty close to mine.
Was it a little bit different?
What do you reckon, Rach?
It was a bit different.
Okay, can we hear how the commentators pronounce it?
Here we go. You ready?
Roberto Bautista Agut.
Oh, that's a tough one. Who got that?
Bree.
Yes, oh, I did. Stuffed.
Seriously?
Yes, you said Bautista. Bree said Bautista.
Oh, I did. Get out of it.
The European in me.
We need some music for this, guys. I need to fire myself up.
All right, let's kick this off.
Come on.
I'm one in front. Number two, I'll go first. Coco Vandeweghe.
Coco Vandeweghe, you're going, are you? Vandeweghe.
Coco Vandeweghe.
I'll go Coco Vandeweghe. 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 If I say it more times, I get closer and closer.
Good there, because you've got multiple answers.
Here it is.
Coco Vandeweghe.
Did I get it?
Bree on the nose.
It was me.
What do you mean it was Bree?
She said Vandeweghe, you said Vandeweghe.
Oh, get stuffed. All right, third one.
Gordy's face was like, I got that. Because you forget what you said.
Albert Ramos.
Ooh.
Albert Ramos.
Albert Ramos.
Okay, so I'm Ramos, you're Ramos.
Ramos.
Here it is.
Albert Ramos.
Who's that?
Me again?
Damn it.
I'm three from three.
Let's just go the other two.
Number four.
You go.
Mijana Lucic Baroni.
Say it one more time.
Mijana Lucic Baroni.
Oh, you've changed it.
Oh, because you don't do that.
Hang on a second.
Because you don't do it.
I've got her first one.
I call foul. Mijana Lucic Baroni. With a rolled R. Here it is.
Mijana Lucic Baroni.
Who got that one?
I have to give it to Gordy.
Oh, take it.
A gift.
Last one. This one's
number
toughest,
five.
Man. Look at this one.
Oh, my God. Who is this? Is that a real person?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You're kicking it off, Gordy.
Magdalena Ribicova. Ribicova.
Magdalena. Ribicova.
You got those, Rach?
Yep.
All right, here it is. For the win. Whoever gets this one wins the whole thing. Here we go.
Magdalena Ribicova.
Oh, Rach.
Gordy.
Oh, he's come through with the last two.
I'm going to call Hawkeye on that.
You won anyway.
Yeah, true. Winner.
Andrew, you've won.
You're
this
welcome,
morning,
Andy.
Mate. Well done.
Woo.
Tickets to Hoyt's Cinemas in Erina. You can see more at Hoyt's Cinemas, Erina. Tickets from just $9.90. But you any good with the tennis names, Andy?
Nah,
they're tough, aren't they?
You know what? One name all men could say very easily was Anna Kournikova.
Oh, no. Not tough.
Get up with Bree and Gordy.
101.3 CFM.
Hello, Bree and Gordy's Sticky Hotline.
What I meant to say was we're here on a Monday.
Yes.
We're here and Shannon Noel's on the weekend.
Wasn't he? He was at Mingara on Saturday night.
Yeah, so before the weekend, I wanted to put you to the test because I believe...
Yes.
...if you drop in a sickie hotline that you're off to see Shannon Noel and you need to get out of your shift, no one is going to make you work while Noel's is on. No one.
If you've it's got tickets to Nolsey,
you're going.
And surely your workplace has given you the day off.
So I wanted to put it to the test.
Mm-hmm.
It was your turn to make the call. That's your excuse on this one, is that you've got to, you can't miss Nolsey. Just
how
can't
about,
be done.
How about that I won tickets through CFM?
Go with that, yeah. I'm going to get, and I got you to call the Everglades.
Yes.
Okay, which is
so this
my
is what
side
we did
town.
On Friday.
Yes.
I told them, You can't come into work.
Everglades Golf Club, Country Club vibes. You had to get out of work to see Shannon Knoll.
Would they go for it?
Here's how you went.
Everglades Country Club, this is Jim speaking.
Hey, Jim, how is it?
Really busy.
Oh, I bet.
What can I do for you?
I just need to talk to... Who's doing rosters there at the moment, Jim?
Oh, good question. Who's this?
Yeah, your kid and Jim.
I can't tell. Sorry, I'm really busy.
Have a guess.
I don't know. You want me to transfer you to the cash box?
That would be great. Thank you very much.
Here at Everglades Country Club, Thursday is a fun...
Hang on, be a second. Sorry.
No worries. Thanks, Jim.
Your licenses or your membership cards, please.
Game shows, entertainment and lunch.
Everglades Country Club, this is Mark speaking.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Hey, Mark, I need to get out of my shift next week.
Right. What is that?
It was in the restaurant.
In the restaurant?
Yes.
For next week. Okay, just give us a second. What time was it?
I think it was the night shift.
The night?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah?
I hate to do this to you guys, but I scored tickets to Shannon Knoll, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, yeah?
And I can't miss it.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if I could get off my shift, because I need to see Knollsy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I've seen him before, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
How was it?
Actually, I wasn't in concert. It was I did an MTV thing like ages and years ago when I used to be in a band.
Oh yeah,
and
cool.
He was invited to.
That's right.
I met him in a bathroom.
So I think I have heard you talk about this actually. How was he? Was he nice?
Yeah, he was all right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually won tickets this morning off the radio station.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
On CFM was that?
Yeah, on CFM.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
Yeah,
they're giving away heaps of tickets, I think, at the moment.
Are they? That's nice.
On the breakfast show.
Yeah, with Bree and...
Yes,
and
yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. This is Bree, isn't it?
What? Oh, no!
You got God, Bree!
Oh, I went too hard.
You shouldn't have been dropping the CFM stuff, Bree. What's going on?
Oh, no! You got me!
Oh, well.
Thanks
mate.
A lot. You just cost me a point in Sickie Hotline.
Sorry, Sickie
Hotline.
Sorry.
You're too onto it. He knew the station. He knew the show. He knew our names.
Like, that's Bree. That's not digging.
Oh, it's Gawndy here, mate. Yeah, you've really helped me out big time there.
Can I just ask, would you have given me the day off to see Shannon Knoll, though?
I would have given you the day off.
Oh, I knew Knollsy would get you over the line. I knew that would happen.
Damn it.
Right.
You're a legend, Mark.
All right.
Sorry to waste your time, mate.
No, you're right. I'm about to leave work now. So.
You're a legend, Mark. Thank you.
See you later.
Get up with Bree and Gawndy.
101.3 CFM.
I've talked a fair bit about my teeth on this show, haven't I? When I was 16 and I was playing footy, I got elbowed in the face and two of my teeth died. And I've gone through root canal treatments. I've gone through...
Yeah, crowns.
All different kinds of crowns. And they
to be honest, they were a little bit different in colour to your other ones, but not like super bad. But.
And up around the gum, it was a little bit dark as well. I mean, it's been almost 10 years of ongoing dental...
Teeth are such a hard one too.
Yeah. Stuff. So finally, since being on the coast, I've been going to Riverside Dental at West Gosford. For Kyle and the crew there, and they've been helping me out big time. So massive thanks to those guys.
Yeah, they're great down there.
All the help that they've given me and helped me out a lot. But I wanted to try and prank Kyle, the dentist there, because he takes a lot of pride in his work.
He does.
A lot of pride. And I said to Nicole...
Kyle and I tried to prank you that one time.
That's what you
Is
did.
Is this revenge or what?
A little bit, yeah. So I've rolled into Riverside Dental. I've had all the work done. What do you think? Do you think the teeth look good?
I think they look amazing.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
They look awesome. They've done a really good job.
Although the day that I got them done, we went to Katy Perry that night and I rocked up to meet you and there's all these people I hadn't met yet and I felt like they were so big and white.
I've never seen you so awkward before.
So awkward.
I was like, Gawndy is so awkward right now and you're trying not to talk with your teeth.
Because they were brand new. So I was like, hey, God, how are you? But now I'm used to them and I'm loving them. But I went back in for my checkup. At the end of last week.
Oh, no.
And I've gone to Kyle and I wanted to tell him that people
hated them.
Yeah. People are hating him.
Oh, he's going to be devastated.
So I wanted to roll out their things like people are calling me Tic Tac Tooth.
Cletus.
Bugs Bunny. And I honestly, I felt so bad doing this prank, but I had to roll with it anyway. But I think my acting was so bad.
Your acting's horrific, can I say?
So this is me chatting to Kyle from Riverside Dental about bleaching my bottom teeth, and then I get onto the top teeth.
Great idea. Let's see how you execute it.
Have a listen.
Bleaching.
I've been doing the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's starting to come up.
It's starting to come up, yeah. A little bit sensitive, but...
The sensitivity you can treat after.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. I've just been doing half an hour a day.
Yeah.
I'm copping shit about the teeth.
Huh?
I'm copping shit about the teeth.
Hey?
Yeah.
How good they are?
Oh, I'm getting called like tic-tac tooth and stuff like that.
Yeah, they are very tic-tac.
Yeah.
They were good though.
Someone said I had a mouth guard in.
Did they?
Yeah, they said if you got a mouth guard in.
Brilliant.
Bugs Bunny, I would think, was right.
You could do that.
Oh, the guys at work.
I'm like, why do I have to... First time I've actually seen your phone.
I always put it there.
Not face down.
I always put it there like that.
I was holding the phone too close to his face when I was doing it.
You're just holding the phone in his face? I'm not recording.
I couldn't get it over the line, Bree. Can you give me some tips on my acting?
Seriously, we've had a discussion about this a few times.
Mm.
Your prank acting needs work.
How do I get in the zone?
You don't go hard enough.
Oh, okay.
Like you take more like, it sounds like you're making a joke.
It's kind of casual.
Be like, you should have went in like super devastated to be like, I'm really like worried about it. You know, like people are commenting on my teeth.
But I would have broken his little dentist's heart. I can't do that.
Well, you can't have it all.
You can't go in half-arsed.
No, you need to go the full quid.
You need to really hurt people when you do these things. Oh, we are done for this morning. Thanks for your tips.
No worries.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Cooper, who's in the studio with us today, can we just say a happy birthday to Cooper who's rolled in?
Happy birthday, mate.
Good to have you here checking out the studio.
How old are you, Coop? How old are you turning?
10
today. And your sister Jess, she's in the studio too, and you're turning 12 on Friday, right, Jess?
And it's close together, isn't it?
Happy birthday to both of you.
Happy birthday, guys. Just want to do a quick shout out to them. They've popped into
here. Friends of the show.
Yes.
Coop, haven't you? You've been following the show for a long time.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite on the show again, Coop?
Who's your favourite? It's Emily O'Brien, the newsreader, isn't it?
It's Jack the Rapper, Emily O'Brien, and then who are those other two?
Loopy
on the
Laz,
show?
Yeah. Producer H.
Happy birthday, mate, and happy birthday, Jess, for Friday. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.